Good morning. How are you? Happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there. Today, Jesus gives us a challenging word. He says, anyone who wants to follow me must deny his very self, pick up his cross daily, and follow in my footsteps. Those who seek their life will lose it. Those who lose their life for my sake will find it. This is the exact opposite of the world today. It's the exact opposite of the Christian gospel that some people preach on television. You know, when you come and God's just going to bless you and you're going to get everything you ever wanted, and that's exactly spitting in the face of Jesus Christ and saying what you said today, what your word said, what you promised us isn't real. It's what I interpret. He said, you can't come after me. You can't be my disciple unless you deny yourself. Pick up your cross daily and follow me. And always when we follow Jesus, where does that lead us? To the cross. Exactly. It always leads us to the cross. It doesn't end at the cross. But anyone that promises you Christianity with no cross, it's a lie. You know, I'll never forget when I was a young seminarian, and I'm a college seminarian, and we were looking at what major seminary we were going to go to. And we got to go to St. Mary's in Baltimore, St. Vincent's in La Trobe, and Christ the King. And I decided to go to Christ the King. That would be the place later I got thrown out of, but that's beside the point. I decided to go to Christ the King because I was sitting in a spirituality class taught by Sister Joan Wagner. And she became my spiritual director when I went there. But I'll never forget, she's teaching a class on spirituality, and she quotes this scripture. And she says, when Jesus tells us to deny our very selves, he's even telling us to deny our thoughts. And I thought, what? How can you deny your thoughts? And then she says, for instance, when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you think of is what you'll probably think of throughout the rest of the day and what you'll end up thinking of at the end of the day. So if you wake up in the morning and the first thing you think of is, oh, I got to go to the bathroom, or oh, this is going to be a hard day, or oh, I'm such a sinner, or oh, and I'm focused on me, my whole day will be focused on me. She said, the point of life is to learn that the first one we think about when we wake up in the morning is Jesus. And I thought, it was a big revelation to me. What? I got to start thinking of Jesus first thing before I think of anyone else in the morning? Really? And that's really where I started to develop my no Bible, no breakfast, no Bible, no bed. So that before I think of anybody else, I think of Jesus. And again, like today, it was a phenomenal thing because, you know, I was waking up, I had to go out and do the stuff, but I wasn't in a bad mood or anything, but I just opened the Word, and this is what it came to, and it was phenomenal for me to listen to it because that's what I needed to hear today. He says, verily, verily, I tell you, this is John chapter 5, verse 24, whoever hears my Word and believes him who sent me has eternal life, but this is the great part, and will not be judged, but is crossed over from death to life. You see, when we're focused on us being judged, who are we focused on? Ourself. Again, the devil loves to keep us focused on ourselves and our past, and we get all and we think we're holy. The more we think about ourselves and our sinfulness, the holier we think we are. Lie. You forget about yourself. You forget about yourself. Again, as we've talked about 1,000 times, Christianity is the forgetting of self, never the focus on self. Be it your spirituality, be it your sins, be it your past, be it yourself, you need to let it go. Forget about yourself. Forget about your sins. Repent for them. Give them to the Lord and forget about it. You cannot be my disciple unless you deny yourself. Deny your thoughts. Deny thinking about what you need, what you want, what you desire. How's God going to take care of me? What am I going to get out of this day? And pick up your cross, whatever it happens to be. And the cross is always, again, we've talked about it 1,000 times. The cross is never about ourselves. It's always about others. Look at Jesus. The cross had nothing to do with him. It had to do with us. So when he picks up our cross every day, it means we live our life for others. Huh? I can preach this well. Oh, I can't live it so well. And I think there's a lot of us here in that predicament. What does God want me to do to give away my life for Him and for others, to stop focusing on myself and my needs and my desires and my past and my sinfulness, and focus on Him? To give everything to Him, to lose my life so that I find it in Jesus. And to lose my life means that everything I have has to be His. Everything. Can't hold anything back for me. It has to all be His. But when we do this, the end is not death. The end is not the cross. That's not the end. It's the beginning to true life. It's the beginning of eternal life. It's the beginning of finding peace and joy and happiness. When I give it all away, it's when I receive it all back from the hands of a Savior who gave everything for me. You see, it's the exact opposite of what the world preaches. We got to be true to ourselves, the world says. Be true to your feelings. Be true to your sexuality. Be true to how you feel today. Go to the bathroom you feel most like today. It's all garbage. You deny yourself for the love of God, and then you're going to find yourself. And when we start teaching this truth, then the world will start falling back into place. The world's in chaos today, and the world's in chaos today because of a theology that says, put yourself first. Have you noticed when we start doing that and we're always more concerned about putting ourselves first, the world goes into a deeper darkness? Does anybody get this, or am I the only one thinking it? The world goes deeper into darkness the more we focus on ourselves and our needs and our wants and our desires. We get set free and we forget about ourselves. Deny our very selves, pick up our cross every day, live for others, and follow in the footsteps of not me, but Him. Then I will find true life. Got it? Get it? Gonna live it? Nature know His love today and forever. Amen.